Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Matthew 15:28. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Motherhood entails a lot of sacrifice. Mothers have gone to great lengths to get favors on behalf of their children, to see that their children are in a better place than themselves. And the woman whose story we read about exemplifies that. She went to Jesus, not seeking for anything for herself, but on behalf of her daughter. And we can learn from her example that we can go to the Lord on behalf of others. This woman sought for healing, not for her own condition, but for the condition of her child. We can plead God's healing for those that need it. We can plead God's intervention for others. But when we are interceding for others, or even sometimes when we are making requests for ourselves, a lot of times we think that we just ask and instantly receive it. And yes, although the Bible assures us that ask and it will be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you, we also realize that there are instances then where we ask and we have to keep on asking. Because in actual sense, Matthew 7 verse 7, where Jesus says, ask and it shall be given to you, a critical reading of that text in its original context translates loosely as ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and you keep on knocking before the promises attached. And so we see that playing out in the case of this woman seeking healing for her daughter. She asks for Jesus to intervene and heal the child. And Jesus seems to be delaying and giving all kinds of excuses. On the surface, it looks like Jesus is not ready to attend to her. But little do we understand that all that conversation, where Jesus even talks to discussions about bread and crumbs, we see that all of that was simply a test of her faith. And when she had proved herself to be faithful, and her faith had been tested and found to be strong, Jesus marvels and says to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. A lot of times we go to God asking, making requests, and making supplications for ourselves and our loved ones. But whilst we do that, we should be mindful that our faith will be tested. And it is when our faith has been found to be faithful that Jesus can also say to us, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you desire. And the beautiful thing about the woman's story is that the scripture comments and says, and her daughter was healed from that very hour. Her faith was working, and her faith caught Jesus' attention, and her faith, by the mercies of God, brought the desire of her heart, which is the healing of her daughter. If your faith can also be found faithful, then you can also have the desire of your heart, whether it's a request you are making for yourself or for others. When you ask, you will receive. But between asking and receiving, your faith may be tested. And when your faith is tested, it must not be shaken. It must stay strong, and it must pass that test so that you can have your desire. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.